girl then loses her shish kebabs and literally starts telling everyone in that space that she is going to punch me on the clock at this job.
Wow.
Now, did anybody warn me? No. Did anybody do anything about it? No. She just came into the dressing area in this like tiny space where I was and full on rage yelled at me. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. We have joining us today, back from summer vacation, is Cosmo from the Cosmo Show.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm groovy. I'm relaxed, but not really relaxed.
You're well traveled.
Well traveled. Miami, San Diego, and then soon Atlanta. Oh my God.
We're so busy.
Wow.
It's incredible.
How was your San Diego?
So good. Yeah. I brought a parting gift with myself of COVID. So I'm so well rested now afterwards because I couldn't do anything for 10 days.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad you're back.
Yes. And Adam, you did a great job. Thank you for covering me. I'm indebted to you.
Aw. Yeah, he was so fun. It's always fun to have the other people jump in, which is why we have guests so often, because otherwise it would just be us talking about the same things over and over again. And
right.
It's nice to have a little variety, you know? On this podcast, we've had the tendency to, you know, dog on the men sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but enough that, like, people have been commenting that we're, you know, we're a little mean to the men. So today, I mean, you've seen the title. You clicked this. You know what you're getting. But today, we are going to be talking about how sometimes women can be dicks.
Yep.
I was really diving deep into my past for this one. So I have a really triggering one for you. So I have two very triggering stories. So if you are sensitive to bullying, maybe this isn't the episode for you, because I have been a victim of bullying so many times in my life. So let us begin.
Yes.
Da, da, da. Once upon a time, I worked at a theme park. Don't try to guess which one, because I worked for 4 theme parks. So don't try to guess, and please don't sue me. I also put my notes on my phone today, so like don't judge me, okay? I was the new girl at this place, and you know what that means when you're the new girl, right, Cosmo?
Yep, fresh meat.
Yeah, it means you're the hot tamale, you're the new babe.
Yep.
You're like, everybody's excited to meet you and get to know you, and they want to know all about you and if you're single or not, so.
Basically, also for the guys to try to figure out, it's like, who can get to her first?
Yes.
And the trustworthy and all that, blah, 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 I hate that.
It's terrible, but the attention was great, because I loved attention. I think most people love attention, to be honest. But there was a person there, a woman who worked there before me, and she had been there for like 15 years.
Okay.
Like a long, long, long time. So like everybody knew this person. They all loved her. She was so great. And when I started working there, I really looked up to her. Thought she was super cool, super groovy. She was very nice. Anytime I had questions about things, she would totally help me out. And then all of a sudden, they had these auditions that came out where you would have to audition again for your spot to like solidify your job. And then casting would decide like who would be rank 1 and who would be rank 2 and rank 3 if somebody were to call out. It doesn't really mean like you're the best, but it basically means who is the best actor. Like, I'm just going to say how it is. It all comes down to like who's the best actor, who gets that spot, who do they feel like represents the company, the show, the performance, the best. And all of a sudden, once we got to this moment, is when I noticed this girl was not being nice to me anymore. And I didn't take it personally. I didn't do anything weird about it. I didn't change who I was about it. I just kind of noticed that they weren't talking to me as much. So I, you know, didn't waste my time with like the fake little like locker room talk of like that. Oh, hey, hi. So nice to see you. Blah, blah, blah. I just like kind of stopped because I know she was being weird. Then randomly one day when I am going to like do all my things that I have to do at my job, I don't want to like specify too much, but I have to talk to a lot of people that are there just to be like, hi, I'm here. Great. Okay. Hello. Yep. My microphone works. You know, you're doing all that kind of stuff. And somebody told me, they were like, hey, do you know about this situation that's happening? Like, do you know what that girl was talking about with us? And I was like, what do you know? I'm so confused. Well, then this person tells me that that girl that all of a sudden stopped liking me and stopped being nice to me was showing around pictures of me from my Only Flapjacks. And this is from the beginning, like when I was brand new on Only Flapjacks. And it wasn't just like, you know, I'm not wearing a shirt. It was like full where I, because I used to back in the day do a little bit more. I used to kind of get into like the penthouse styled photos. Don't go looking for them. But she was showing people those photos of me.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
And like, I was shook. I was like, first of all, she's paying for it. She's paying for, okay. And then second of all, to go to my workplace and start showing, like, go talk to your girlfriends about it. Go talk to people at like your other job about it. Don't come to the place where we both work and expect me not to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. So I, of course, gathered these witness statements, which wasn't in writing, which I should have got, but I go to HR because, like, why wouldn't you? That's total grounds for sexual harassment, harassment of any kind. And the people who witnessed it and who saw it firsthand would not go forward. Even though I asked them, I'm like, you can be anonymous, write it down. Like, you obviously had the state of mind to know to tell me and to confide in me. So obviously, you know it's wrong. So you should do what's right.
Right.
And they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't put in writing. They wouldn't talk to management about it. So it was just my word against her word, the girl who did all this.
Damn.
And I went all the way up to HR. I got on a phone call with HR about it. And basically, HR told me that there was nothing they could do about it. Like, they just, there wasn't enough evidence to prove that this situation even happened. And to top it all off, HR gave her the rank one spot because she deserved it for being there for 15 years. When everybody in that show flat out was like, you're going to be rank one. You're the best actress here. You're the only one who really, like, who cares about acting. Everybody knows you want to be an actress outside of this place. You deserve it. You are the best. And they told me that we have to pay homage to her 15 years here. So homie got the number one spot. And got away with sexual harassment.
Murder, pretty much.
Yup.
You know what it is, though? You know what it is? She was threatened by you.
Jealousy.
Jealousy. Oh, this happened to some of me, my friends, and myself as well. Just, new guy comes in, and he's like, oh, great. He's like the new hotness, and I'm the old busted. So, yeah. No, I mean, like, it's happened before where I enter somewhere, like a workforce, and then the other person is like, hi, am I the best bartender or whatever like that? Just gets pissed off and mad and just like, let's try to ruin him.
People are awful when it comes to new people. It's like, I don't get the hazing. I don't get any of that. So I don't know.
Yeah, that kind of triggered.
Yeah.
I worked around that for years. So
really?
Always. When the new person comes in, everyone flocks the person. I keep my distance and I just watch. And the new person be like, well, that guy's a dick. I'm like, no, I'm just watching to see where you go. Are you headstrong? Are you going to listen to these people? Are you going to follow these people? Like, when I join a workforce, I don't make friends right away.
Oh, really?
I just be like, I'm going to hear them do my stuff. I'm going to like be like an average Joe. Okay. My opportunity to shine will come. But I don't need it right away, and I don't need to, I don't know, I don't need to,
You don't want all the attention.
I don't want the attention, and I don't want to make somebody else jealous that's doing a great job. If I can work with that person and be a dynamic duel, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But never want to overshine, never want to take somebody's spotlight, unless the person's sick, and they're like, yeah, I got to cover. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, like, you'll help them out.
Yeah, I'll help them out, but I hate how people are sharks, you know?
Do you got any good women being dicks?
yes. This was a long time ago at a con. This is a convention.
Uh-oh.
And this is one of my first conventions, because it's been going around for a while, but it was my first time attending this convention. And the person I was seeing, which I will not say names, loved a certain character from a franchise. I'm trying to do all this without giving too much away.
I know it's hard.
It is. So we're walking around, I'm running into friends, they are running into friends, and then we stop at this booth and we see this bust, this figure. It's like beautiful, like from chest up, like fit, it's a bust of a statue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Of the person I was dating's favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is awesome. And so I asked the guy, I'm like, how much is that? And he's like, 180. I was like, fucked. that's a lot of money. And she was like, can you bring it down? It's Sunday. It's the last day. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, 180. And she was like, oh. She just gave up. I was like, all right, cool. Then we walked around. I'm like, I can do this. I can talk him down. I know I can. Yeah. It'd be great. It'd be like brownie points. Look what I got. Mm-hmm. I went back after she got distracted with some friends. I went back and I'm like, hey, bro, listen, dude, it is the last day. That figure's kind of big. And that's just a space in your truck that you can fill with other things, like maybe your cash box, blah, blah, blah. I talked him down. I'm like, dude, knock off 100, make it $80. I mean, seriously. Whoa. It's already out in the open. It's out of the box, all right? I mean, it's like not even worth anything now because you took it out of the box. But the person that loves it likes the character. So come on. Be nice. Get your wings in heaven. Do a good deed. He's like, all right, cool. $80. I'm like, sweet. Done. Went back around the corner. I'm like, ta-da. She's like, what did you do? I was like, I talk him down. She's like, I try to talk him down. I was like, yeah, I knew I could do it. Talk to the person. She got so offended.
What?
She got so offended that she's like, take it back. Get your monies back. I was like, no, it's the deed is done. You just don't do that. They took it since I gave it to them, and they went back to the guy. He's like, I'm sorry, blah, 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 blah. She was talking to the guy, and the guy finally, because it was like such a hassle and situation, the guy gave it back the money. And he put it back on the shelf, and she's like, here. And I was like,
what? What?
Right? I'm like, what the French toast?
Yeah. With extra syrup? What the heck?
Yes. And no bacon. What was her reasoning? If she couldn't do it, a guy doing it for her just makes her feel weak, I guess.
Oh, okay.
If I couldn't talk him down, then it wasn't worth it. And you went around, but I don't need a guy doing it for me. It's around the arguments that she was talking about. Because I was like, let's go outside and talk about this. Because I don't want to yell in the aisles inside the con and whatnot. I'm just like, what?
And you were with this person at the time?
Yeah, we're seeing each other. It was
fun. Okay. That is a woman being a dick.
Right?
Like, for no reason. Like
I
would understand if you were, like, holding the door a lot or, like, offering to pay. I would understand, like, I would put my foot down at some point being like, hey, that's really sweet of you, but, like, let me pay every once in a while. But you literally did a nice thing for her, and she made you undo it.
And, like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm already, like, I'm critiquing how she approached the guy, and I'm like, is that the right words? It's like, that's not how I would approach it. I know I could do it better, but she already gave up on it. So she just walked away. I was like, and then when she got distracted, I'm like, I could do this. Let me just try. If I fail, I fail.
That story, I'm shook.
Yeah.
Like, there is no reason.
I'm still friends with that person. We recently connected.
Oh.
And there's like stuff that I was like, you know what? Stuff in the bullshit in the past is past.
Right, right.
You know, it's like, there's no point of any of that, of like still holding a grudge over it. And then they were like, yeah, you're right, and it was cool.
At least there's a happy ending now.
Yeah,
I never made up with that bully from the other job, so but I do have another bullying story.
Nice.
Yeah! Of a whammon being a dick. I worked at another place where, again, another theme park, where I don't want to explicitly say which one, again, don't want to be sued. And we were in, like, very close quarters. Like, our space was very small, probably smaller than this room. So everybody kind of knew everybody in this particular location. And I had a bully who would always say dumb crap to me. Just anything to make me feel like an idiot, this person would say. And I wish I could give you examples, but it would basically, people would guess which place I'm talking about. So I can't give you any examples, but it was always like a comparison game with this person. Mm-hmm. They were always like, oh man, if I was doing that, I would do it like XYZ. Or, oh, don't you think eating that's gonna show in your outfit? Just
wow.
Petty. And this is before I had a backbone, is what I like to say. Mm-hmm. I was very shy, loved my job. The shyness never affected my job because I was only shy around people that I knew would take anything I would say and run with it and try to get me in trouble. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, one day, I had just had it. I had let this girl ridicule me in front of people, bully me, like to a point where I had just lost it. So after I was done with my shift, I went to take a garment and put it on, I'll just say it. I went to put a wig on a wig stump. Now, at this location, there were certain wigs that go on certain stumps. And most of the time, it didn't really matter. Just grab whatever one, put your wig on it, and go. And I didn't know that this person was allergic to certain hairspray. Like, it's just not something I would know. So I didn't think it would really affect this person. But at one point, I just grabbed the first wig stump I saw, stuck my wig on it, and this girl comes in, and she's like, what are you doing with my wig stump? Now, mind you, this girl has taken mine before in the past for no reason, just to like piss me off. So I took it, put my wig on it, stuck the T-pin in it, and I was like, well, you're just going to have to get over it. And I gave the person that was there working my wig. And I turned on my heel and I left that spot. Apparently, when I had turned and left, this girl then loses her shish kebabs and literally starts telling everyone in that space that she is going to punch me on the clock at this job.
Wow.
Now, did anybody warn me? No. Did anybody do anything about it? No. She just came into the dressing area in this like tiny space where I was and full on rage yelled at me, like telling me that I'm a terrible person and that I'm bullying her because I took her wig stump and how she's going to go to HR about it. And she made this huge scene in front of everybody. And I'm just like standing there half dressed, like probably I had one melon out at the time. Like, I'm just like, whoa, this girl's losing it. And eventually it did get back to HR and there was this whole, they did this like case study about it, essentially like trying to figure out who started what and when did the bullying start from this girl to me. And unfortunately, because again, I couldn't get any witnesses to either write a witness statement and I couldn't get anybody to go to management and talk to them about it. When the next casting rolled around for that certain spot, I got the boot and she got to stay. Yeah. And it sucks because had I been vocal earlier on when this individual was bullying me on property, I feel like it would have turned out the other way. But the problem was, is that I tried to be the bigger person and avoid it and just get through my shifts, so much so that the one time I stood up for myself, she made a big enough scene that enough people saw it and thought I was the problem.
Of course.
So.
And that's what those bullies, they count on.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times they get away with it.
Oh, a lot.
So if you're watching and someone's bullying you, be the squeaky wheel, because the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Like, don't be shy about it. Get people to write witness statements, even if they're anonymous. Like, start making a case for yourself. So that way you don't end up getting the boot like I did.
What a donkey.
What a dick, yeah.
Oh, God. This one. Okay, so.
Uh-oh, here we go.
It's from the same person. This is like my.
Oh, no.
This is like the red flag at this point. I was like, okay, this is done. This is over with.
Mm-hmm.
The person liked a certain play that was showing at the Fantasias in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I got tickets for it. I put it on my name and her name in will call so she can grab them, you know, if, like, if I was late and get the seats, blah, blah, blah. Something happened before then, and then we broke up and we're done. But the tickets, it was like a month away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, the person forgot about it. So I grabbed my buddy, my brother from another mother. I'm like, hey, do you want to go see this play? He's like, yeah. I'm like, cool, let's go. I get there and will call. Ask for my tickets, put my name on. It's like, oh, it already shows that you're in there. And like, you're already, she had taken her friend.
She took it.
She took the tickets and sat down and watched the thing. Even though it was a gift to her, I understand. But I'm like, you remembered. And now here I am with my friend out front.
Oh, she tried to do what you were about to do, but she did it before you.
Yeah. And it was like a month away. So I'm like, yeah. I'm not mentioning it. I'm not bringing it up to the person. I could have asked and be like, hey, did you want to go? Blah, blah, blah. I got these for your birthday, blah, blah, blah. But nope. I thought they forgot about it. I'm like, well, it's over. It's in my name at will call, so. And her name, too.
Dang. What a dick move. Although, are you kind of the dick, too, though, in that? Because.
It was
you could have mutually talked about it, I suppose, but...
Could have, but it was, like, a month away, and we already, like, were on that edgy breaking up already, mm-hmm. and then when it happened, when it was final, I was like, all right, cool. And I forgot all about it until it was coming around, and then I started seeing, like, the banners are dropping. Yeah. And they're like, oh, such and such is soon. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got tickets. Well, I don't want them to go to waste. It was a lot of money, especially the seats. I asked for a favor, a guy that worked at the theater and whatnot, so...
That one sucks, though. Like, you've got a whole other person there. You are all ready to go.
Ready to go. And it's like, oh, see, it's already filled. The other person that's name on it came and claimed them. I'm like,
oh, you're like.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because, like, I was ordering a set, this piece that was from this musical she told me the whole story about her and her mom. And I'm like, the hell, but they love this story, this musical. And so there was a piece, a really specific piece that's in the beginning of it. And I saw it on Amazon, and I'm like, or eBay, and it moved and everything, just like it does in the play. And I was like, I'm going to get this for her birthday, whatnot. And then kind of broke up like around her birthday or after her birthday. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me just cancel that before it comes. I'm like, I have this prop for nothing.
I'm trying to think if I have any like... women being like a dick to me that I've been like closer to, like if I had like a good friend that like turned and sabotaged me, because I think that story like almost hits harder because like you two were an item, you were a thing together, it's a little bit more personal, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, because like another person bullying me at the workplace, that's normal for me.
It's normal, but it's a common thing that happens to a lot of people that people like probably don't talk about and needs to hear it, that happens to other people.
It do happen to other people before they pop off and become successful.
The person that it happens to starts feeling down about themselves and like, why does this always happen to me? Is it me? Start questioning, they go down a rabbit hole of depression. So it's good to hear that other people like us and so on, that we've gone through that. And so,
yeah, I think the biggest takeaway from this episode is that anybody can be a dick, or when we react to the Reddit posts, anybody can be an a-hole.
Yep.
So try to not be an a-hole or a dick. I mean, I know I really wanted to hyperfixate on women for this episode, but truly, you have a choice in life. Anytime somebody confronts you, talks to you, you have a choice to either take one option where you just ignore them. Two, play neutral and just be like, oh, my apologies, or oh, that's interesting. Or three, you can rage chaos and be the dick that you want to be. And sometimes... it feels good to be a little bit of a dick.
It does.
I'm sure I've been a dick to people before.
Yeah.
Do I have an example of one?
I've been a dick to a lot of people that deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in my nature.
It's in my nature. I sometimes do the thing where I'm a dick.
I get it from my mom. My mom was a smooth criminal about it, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But she kept a reputation. So, like, you know, being sweet and awesome and generous, and that's what I try to uphold.
Yeah.
My life is still kind and generous. Please don't give me a reason to be a dick to you, because I'm the worst at it. And it's just like, I don't want people. I hate it when people do it. I just hate it.
Yeah.
I just hate it. And I feel bad afterwards when I turn the tables on them and their whole world is shot. Like, if you can't dish it, don't. If you can't take it, then don't dish it.
Exactly. I literally couldn't agree more, where if you're going to put that out into the universe, just be ready for it to come right back. Because it always does.
It does.
That's why they call it karma. Well, not they. Most people call it karma. But truly, I don't even know that I believe in karma per se. But if you're walking around with like a shitty attitude, of course, shitty things are going to happen to you, so to speak.
It's energy.
It is energy. I do have an instance where I was a dick.
Ooh.
So maybe I should tell this story because, you know, I can't play the victim for the whole episode. I have to show my true colors.
Oh.
This goes back to elementary school.
Ooh, damn. We're going way back.
We're going way back. So I had this like triad group of friends. There was three of us. We all were like really fun. We had a good time. And one of the friends in this group was kind of like the popular girl. She was kind of like the blossom of the Powerpuff Girls to the Buttercup and the Bubbles, so to speak.
Nice.
So she was friends with us, and then she was friends with other popular people. I really liked her a lot. We were really close. We both had the same disability. We're both dyslexic. So it was like, match made in heaven. Anyways, she joins our friend group. Everything's going great. And so now there's like four people in the friend group. And she decides that we should start a notebook that we like toss back and forth between each other, because this was before you could like text in school, so to speak. Mm. And
Trapper keepers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we would initially, it would just be like all four of us would write in the notebook. And then all of a sudden it just became me and the popular girl's notebook. And she would specifically write to me about one of the girls in our friendship group. And it was 100% bullying. And she would write about her, how she was like stupid, or, you know, like how she was dressed weird, or she said this dumb thing. And then I partook in it too. Like, I was not innocent. I definitely was like, yeah, you're right. Like, that was really dumb when she said that. And yeah, her outfit does look dumb. And later on, that individual did find out that we had this notebook. And obviously, I felt terrible, because like that was the first time that I chose to be a bully. Mm-hmm. And it sits with me now as an adult for some weird reason. I don't really know why, except for the fact that, like, it makes me think about the things I say and, like, how I respond to people. Because, like, being confronted by someone when you are totally in the wrong is a feeling like no other.
Yeah.
So I was a whammon, and I was a dick. So I have, too, been in that position where I have been a dick.
Because I got bullied in the past, and so, like, I turn the table, and you know, it always shows what people are made of.
Mm-hmm.
Because if nobody confronts them, nobody challenged the bully gets away with so much shit. But when the bully gets confronted, it's like, I don't know how to deal with this, and you know, they get ruined and crumbled. And I still get in trouble for it because, you know, I went wild. But that's just like that's a Patreon kind of thing, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's another episode. Am I the bully? There you go.
Am I the bully?
Yes.
Let us know in the comments below, one, if any of these scenarios tickled you to be able to write something in the comments. Tell us about it, because, you know, we like to hear from you all. The more times you tell us what's going on, the more we feel connected and in a community canoe. Also, and then let us know if you want a Am I the Bully episode, where we will collect some stories from our past or present. Ooh. And talk about how we're bullies.
It has to be on Patreon, because I don't think I can get away with it here.
You don't want to air it out?
Like, I'll air it out. Most of those people are still alive, so.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I haven't really thought about like what we would want to do for Patreon. Do we want to double check the Patreon? Go join it. It costs as little as $5.
Yeah.
It really helps us out here. Be sure to join the Patreon if you haven't done so already, even if it's just to become a free member, because eventually I'm going to drop like one free episode a month for people to just watch. It's kind of like our community bulletin board. So anytime we have guests coming in, if you're on the higher tier, you'll know about it. I really want to start being more engaged on the Patreon, where we'll either do like a Zoom call or a live stream on there, but that's, you know, pretty far in the future. So become a free member, even if you don't got the money to spend. We get it. Economy is rough. And yeah, don't be a dick. That's just my message for this episode. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Also, what Delulu character do you feel like today?
Ooh, the dog.
The dog. You're always the dog. The
dog, yeah.
That's funny, because Adam, when he was on, he's like, I'm always the cat no matter what. And I was like, BS. You're not scared of things.
No. Oh, you know, we could talk about that in another episode, another solo episode. Stage fright and stuff like that.
Oh, stage fright.
Stage fright, how to cope with it, how to deal with it.
And, that's a good one.
You know, battling with it.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
That's a good one, because I am a little bit of a scaredy cat. So, today, I think I'm the bear. I'm the onlooker. I'm over all of my being bullied and being the bully trauma.
Mm.
I'm just like, bye.
Bye.
Be sure to subscribe, everybody. Check us out everywhere you listen to podcasts. Leave us a full 5-star review, because we are in our infancy and it really helps us out. Again, check out the Patreon if you haven't done so already. And we hope all of your Delulu dreams come true, Lulu. Ah. Don't be a dick.